Utah State University ecologists Dr. David Stoner and Dr. Thomas Edwards, along with their colleagues, recently published a study in the scientific journal PLOS ONE about how mule deer respond to climate patterns in Utah and northern Arizona. I spoke with Stoner about the findings of the paper, which indicate that when mule deer give birth closely tracks when vegetation growth and abundance is at its peak.
What we found was that deer are hitting this optimal point just after the start of season, but just before the peak of season, and that on average, this represents the optimal time for giving birth, supporting fetal growth, and supporting lactation in the early phases of fawn growth.
Not all mule deer will hit this moving target, which varies from north to south and year to year, but the fact that most do is an impressive adaptation and helps ecologists predict how mule deer will respond to a changing climate. What's particularly compelling about this study is something that Stoner and I were discussing on the way out of the studio. Much of the data used in this research was collected from space, by NASA satellites, a far cry from the boots and binoculars with which ecologists are usually associated. So I called NASA scientist Dr. Allison Leidner to see what the space agency had to do with wildlife science.
Our eyes are sort of our own satellites. We remotely sense information. But satellites do it, you know, from a higher vantage point and have the ability to see parts outside the visible spectrum.
So what can NASA's eye in the sky see that's relevant to when mule deer are giving birth?
Fundamentally, what we call passive satellites or passive remote sensing does is looks at the reflectance of sunlight on the Earth's surface and measures that. And plants absorb red and blue light and they reflect green light. They also reflect a lot of light in the near infrared. And so we use that information about the amount of light that's reflected and the amount of light that's absorbed to build, for example, vegetation indices to see how green the surface of the Earth is and how that changes through time.
And that gets us back to Stoner's study. The changing greenness of our planet, as viewed from space, can tell us a lot about our changing climate and how our wildlife are likely to respond. In the future, where mule deer are likely to be found and in what abundance will depend in large part on how a changing climate alters when and to what extent their food grows and gets green.
The strength of the climate signal in deer natural history is overwhelming. I mean, it is very clear that climate is really an extremely important factor in producing these patterns.
And what better place from which to monitor a climate signal than from space? For Utah Public Radio, I'm Daniel Kinka.